And now Don Ameche and Francis Langford as John and Blanche Bickerson with Danny Thomas as Brother Amos in The Honeymoon Is Over. The Bickersons have retired. As usual, Mrs. Bickerson tosses restlessly, while her husband, John, insomniac extraordinary, presents this audible testimony of his constant wakefulness. Listen.
What's the matter with you? Mm. You're making the most frightful noises. What's the matter?
What's the matter, Blanche?
Are you in pain?
I got a terrible headache. I haven't slept a wink.
You've been sleeping like a failed ox.
Shh. Headaches.
You wouldn't have such a headache if you didn't take so many cocktails before dinner. Why do you do that, John?
Always, always do it, Paul.
Why?
No good to eat on an empty stomach. Put out the lights, Blanche.
The lights are out. How would you know anyway with that sleep shade on?
Well, something's flashing in my head. Oh.
Take an aspirin.
Okay. I feel better already.
How can you chew those things like that? Wash it down with something.
All right.
John Bickerson, you washed it down with bourbon.
You lied to me. You got the lights on.
Yes, I'm going to keep them on. Sit up. I want to talk to you.
Please, Blanche. I can't sit up. My head will fall off. Why do you always have to talk in the middle of the night?
When else can I talk to you? You come home for dinner and bury your head in the paper, never a word out of you, and you tell me you have to go to bed early because you have insomnia.
Well, I have. It takes me hours to fall asleep.
It took you all of 30 seconds tonight.
Well, this was a good night. Good night.
John. John. I went over to see the Marvins' new baby this afternoon. It's a beautiful child. Do you know their first one is over a year old?
I hope so.
He's been walking since he was 8 months.
He must be awful tired. I am, too.
Children are such a blessing. Mm. It's wonderful to watch them grow up. You'd be surprised how many childless couples are adopting children.
I better have another aspirin. Boy, well, I got a headache.
John. Mm. Don't you miss the patter of tiny feet around the house?
No, I don't, Blanche. Children are wonderful, all right, but you have to be able to afford them. All this talk of adopting... What the devil is that?
What's what?
That. Put the lights on.
John.
Blanche. Don't tell me that you went out and...
It's only a dog, silly. I got a little puppy.
A dog? What do we need dogs for? The aspirin. Why didn't you get a dog
now
for?
Don't get hysterical.
Where is that little beast? I can hear it, but I can't see it.
He's right there in the bureau. I've got him in your shirt drawer.
You put him in there with my shirt?
He won't suffocate. The drawer's open.
Blanche, you know I'm allergic to dog hair. It gives me sinus trouble. Where's the aspirin?
You're just a big hypochondriac. You imagine those allergies like you do your insomnia.
I tell you, I'm allergic to dogs. They make me... See, get rid of that thing. He'll whine all night and keep me awake.
The man said he'll keep quiet if you give him one of those worm pills.
Well, where are they?
On the night table by your bed.
How do you give a dog... Where?
They're on the night table by your bed.
Nothing here except the aspirin.
The aspirins are in the medicine cabinet.
Well, how can they be in the medicine? Thanks. What have I been eating? No wonder my headache won't go away. Why do you do these things to be sent for a doctor?
Don't once? Carry on so. If they're good for a dog, they won't hurt you. Go to sleep.
Go to sleep, she tells me. Here I am dying from dog poisoning. My head is splitting. But she knows I'm allergic to dogs. Hide the aspirin and make it. Shut up! I don't know. I get up so early. Never get another wink of sleep as long as...
Mm-hmm. John. John. Gesundheit. I can see how much sleep I'm going to get tonight. We'll have to get rid of the puppy.
Well, now you're talking.
I want you to take him down to the dog pound.
Okay, I'll do it on my way to work.
You go in the opposite direction.
Well, I'll go out of my way.
You say it, but you won't do it. You better take him now.
What?
Go on, get up. Take the puppy to the dog pound.
Blanche, are you out of your mind? It's after 2 a.m.
They're open all night. Go on, get up and take him.
Oh, I never heard of such a thing. You know, I went to bed with a splitting headache, and I had to take 12 worm pills to fall asleep.
You take the dog to the pound quick enough if Gloria Gooseby asks you to.
How do you always manage to work the conversation around to Gloria Gooseby? Shut up!
But if you wouldn't shout so much, maybe the puppy would be able to sleep.
What's the use? Good night.
I thought it would be nice to have a little dog, especially when we move into our new apartment.
Still have a year to go on this one.
Our lease expires Friday.
I renewed it yesterday.
I canceled it this morning. Amos is rattling off the apartment for me.
That's a good idea. Amos is what?
Amos sold 500 tickets at $2 apiece, and the winner moves into our apartment tomorrow.
Oh, Blanche, no. No, I don't believe it. We'll be on the street.
Amos said he'll find us a new place in a jiffy.
Jiffy? Haven't you heard there's a housing shortage? Where will he find a place?
Well, I bought a ticket myself. It's a wonderful chance. Lovely 3-room apartment, large kitchen, big closet. It's worth $2, and we might get it.
Get it? We got it now.
I know, but even if we don't win, we get the $1,000 Amos collected for the rest of the tickets.
Look, Blanche, I gave the landlord a $1,200 bonus to renew the lease, so now I'm out $200 and I got no place to live.
Sounds like pretty poor business to me. Why do you make such deals? The trouble with you, John, is that you're too conservative.
Blanche.
If you take up some of the deals that Amos has, we might be able to live as nicely as he does.
Blanche,
he's been living at the Biltmore Hotel for a year.
He sleeps on a billiard table. Look out, where's my slippers?
What are you going to do?
Let me get to that phone. I'll shoot. Put on the light.
The lights are on. Open your eyes.
Oh, there's the phone. I know it's going to ring, and I want to be ready when it does. Hello.
Excuse me.
I'm dead. Wait a minute. That wasn't Amos. Oh, but I'll get him. Amos.
Hi, Jocko. What are you doing up this time of night?
Packing, Amos.
Hmm.
We're moving, haven't you heard?
Well, aren't you going to invite me in? I'd like to look the place over.
You mean?
Yep. I won the raffle. Finest luck I ever saw.
Who drew the ticket, Amos?
Fair and square. I wouldn't take a chance having some phony draw it, so I drew it myself.
What a coincidence. Get out of here!
What's the matter with you, Jocko? You got $1,000 coming, and if you're worried about a place to live, I'll rent you the garage. You haven't got a car anymore.
Get out of here before I hit you with a cleaver.
Okay, Jocko, you don't have to get yours.
And you better give the money back to the people you sold tickets to, or you'll have a lot of explaining to do.
Not me, brother. You'll have to do the explaining. I'll tell them you won. Good night, Jocko.
That guy will wind up on a chain gang, as sure.
Was it Amos? Who won?
I did. Now, at last, I can go to sleep in my own bed without worrying.
No, you can't, dear. The dog's in there.
Nuts. I'll sleep in the garage.
Now, here are Don Ameche and Francis Langford as John and Blanche Dickerson in The Honeymoon is Over. It is a little past midnight, and the Bickersons are just returning from a late movie. Poor husband John, who suffers from cinephobia, or a morbid dread of talkies, mainly because they interfere with his sleep, drags his weary feet up the stairs to the Bickerson apartment as the wide-awake and stimulated Blanche follows. This...
Never been so humiliated in my life. Once a year, you take me to a movie, and you had to start snoring the minute you sat down.
Wasn't snoring.
Not much. You snored so loud you blew the hat off a woman 5 rows away.
Sleep, would you, Blanche?
Sleep? What's the matter with you, John? You're not in bed. You're walking up the stairs.
Well, I'm dead. I should have gone right to bed after work.
I don't see why you're complaining anyway. You slept all through the picture.
What picture?
Sleep, my love.
What?
Sleep, my love.
Okay, good night, darling.
John, stop undressing in the hall.
No. How much further we got to go?
It's the next landing. Come on, get up.
Okay.
Just once, I'd like to be able to sit through a whole picture without having you embarrass me. I was dying to see the finish of this one. It was such an exciting mystery.
Yeah.
Now I'll never find out if the man killed the woman.
Were they married?
Certainly.
He killed her.
door. I can't stay awake another minute.
I didn't take a key. I left mine on the dresser. Where's your key?
I haven't got a key.
You have to. I gave you one on your last birthday.
Well, I lost it.
How could you lose a key? Don't you carry it with your valuables?
Yeah, but I had a leak in my bourbon pocket.
Well, what are we going to do? We can't stand here for the rest of the night. John, stop dozing off like that.
No.
There must be some way to open the door. Why don't you use your head?
It won't fit in the keyhole.
Can you sleep standing up? If you ever move away from that wall, you'll fall flat on your face.
I can't fall.
Why not?
I got my suspenders hooked over the light bracket.
Stop hanging there like a sack of wash. Why don't you do something, John? Why don't you call a locksmith, John?
Why don't you hire a hall, John?
John Hall.
See what you've done. You've awakened all the neighbors. Now you listen to me, John Dickerson. Pull yourself together and start thinking how we're going to get into the apartment.
I'm thinking.
You're sleeping. You get right over to that door and see if you can't break it down quietly. Go on.
Okay.
No!
What happened?
I forgot to unhook my suspenders. Oh, my back. Get me out of here, Blaine.
Serves you right. Bend your head a little. There.
Oh, thanks. Now, let's see. Wonder how strong this lock is. Well, I'll be...
It was open all the time. I don't remember leaving the door open. You must have done it.
Okay, I've done it. Just let me get to bed.
Well, don't throw your things on the floor. Why don't you hang your clothes in the closet? That there is another man in the world who's as careless as you are. No wonder you have to buy a new suit every 2 months.
New suit? I've only got one measly suit to my name.
How can you say that? What about your blue suit and your gray suit and your brown suit?
That's it, on the floor.
What are you talking about?
It's the same one. I keep on painting it. It died so often, I look like an Easter egg when it rains.
Oh, don't be so funny.
I'm not funny. I'm sleepy. Put out the light, Blanche.
You're always crying poverty, and your clothes are as new as anybody.
Sure.
You didn't throw them on the floor every night. They'd last longer.
They last long enough.
They do not. Look at your pants rolled up in a ball. How do you expect them to keep their shape?
I'll have them rebagged in the morning.
You get out of that bed and pick those things up.
Please, Blanche.
Come on. Get up, get up, get up. Oh! I won't have you turning this room into a pigsty. Oh. Your hat's on the chandelier. Your shirt's on the night table. Your shoes are sitting on the radio. Where are your socks?
Standing in the corner. I told you 100 times not to starch the bottoms.
New soles put on your shoes. Now, come on, get out of bed and pick up your things, John. I mean it.
Okay. Can't get a minute's rest. Work like a horse all day and then have to clean the house at night. Here, what do you want me to do with it?
Hang it up. Now, take all your soiled linen and put it in the laundry basket. Your shirt, too, John.
All right, all right, all right.
Well, don't roll up that dirty stuff in those lace curtains.
What lace curtains? These are my shorts. Now, everything is picked up. Is there anything else?
No.
Are you sure you don't want the windows washed or the closet painted? It's only 1 o'clock in the morning, Blanche. I got nothing to do until 7.
Don't be so sarcastic. Doesn't kill a man to help with the housework. Every husband does it. Louise Shaw is the lucky one, believe me. She's got a real husband.
Oh, sure, sure.
He has the house as clean as a pin by the time she gets home from work.
Who has?
Mel Shaw.
Mel Shaw's a bum.
Well, he's a neat bum. More than I can say to you.
Blanche, why don't you put out the light so I can go to sleep?
Someday you'll be more considerate of me, and then we'll get along a lot better. I'd die from surprise if you ever offered to make the bed with me or polish the furniture with me. I've been waiting for 6 years for you to mop up the floor with me.
Don't put ideas in my head.
Are you threatening me, John Dickerson?
I'm not threatening you. Didn't I dry the dishes tonight?
You cracked half of them.
Well, the oven was too hot.
I knew I never should have left you alone in the kitchen. I'll bet you didn't clean out the bread box.
I cleaned out the bread box.
Did you cover the bird cage? What about the cat?
Cat's sleeping.
Where?
In the bird cage.
In the bird cage? Where's the canary?
In the cat.
John Dickerson!
Oh, the canary is all right, and I took care of the cat.
Did you brush his coat?
I brushed his coat. I pressed his pants. I washed his drawers. I hung up to dry. I hate that cat.
It's a pretty fair indication of a man's character when he doesn't like animals. I love that cat.
Well, good.
I wish he was married and had 12 kittens. Why don't you introduce him to some nice tabby, John?
I'll introduce him in the morning.
Say it, but you won't do it. Do it now.
What?
Go on, get up and find the cat a wife.
Grant, what do you want from me? Why don't you come to bed? You're all undressed. You got your hair in clippers. You've creamed your elbows and you've rolled your neck.
I haven't finished my face yet.
Well, finish it in the morning.
Don't be so impatient. I have to let this grease pack set for 10 minutes, otherwise it has no effect.
Grease pack?
It's a new cream, and it cost me $15. Oof. It's guaranteed to make you beautiful in 5 treatments. This is my 4th.
It is, huh?
Yes.
Boy, that 5th treatment must be a pip.
That's too bad about you, John Vickerson. Maybe your other girlfriends don't have to use face cream.
Oh, put out the lights.
I notice you never complain about Gloria Gooseby's makeup.
Now don't start with Gloria Gooseby.
She has to struggle out of 12 pounds of cosmetics before you can even get close to her.
I always get close to her and she never struggles. The sight of Gloria Gooseby, and you know it.
Then why are you always making comparisons?
I didn't make any comparisons. I just want to sleep, that's all.
What a fool I am. I go through torture to look good for you, and you reward me with insults.
Why must you do it at night, Blanche? You know I have to get up so early.
I just wish you hadn't spent a whole day under a permanent wave machine, or have your eyebrows done.
Why do you have to wave your eyebrows?
I don't wave my eyebrows. I have them plucked.
What for?
Because it sets off my eyes and improves the lines of my face.
Your eyes are offset enough. You've got plenty of lines in your face. You don't have to pluck your eyebrows for me.
Yes, I do.
You do not. I like them the way they are, nice and bushy.
That's a left-handed compliment if I ever heard one.
Well, I'm left-handed. Why don't you put out the lights, Blanche?
As soon as I've read the paper.
Read the paper?
Go to sleep. I just want to glance through it.
Oh, I never heard of such a thing. I'm so exhausted.
I can't read with you mumbling like that.
Oh, mumbling.
How do they get away with these burlesque ads? This Cuddles Laverne's built like a truck horn.
Put away the paper, Blanche.
Just a minute. Here's the story.
I read the whole thing, every word of it. Why don't you let me get some rest?
I'll bet you didn't read this. It's about a woman who recovered her voice in an airplane accident.
How much is her husband suing the company for?
Don't be so smart. Oh, here's what I was looking for. I heard about this on the radio. The Museum of Art just received Rembrandt's famous painting. Look at it.
I can't. My eyes are closed.
Well, this will open them. It's the world's greatest masterpiece, Circus Maximus. Just look at this awful savagery, John.
Where?
Here.
What are those lions doing?
Devouring innocent wives. Listen to what it says.
What?
In the 4th century, the barbarous Roman emperors indulged their bloodthirsty appetites in the cruelest sport known to mankind. Wives of villagers would be herded into an arena where ferocious and hungry lions were turned loose.
Uh-huh.
Rembrandt's painting depicts the grinning, hideous faces of the spectators, the ravenous, yawning jaws of the lions, and the plight of the wives about to be devoured.
What a shame.
Why, John, you've got tears in your eyes. I didn't think you'd be so touched.
It's awful.
Why are you so upset?
That little lion in the corner isn't getting any.